In this podcast, I would like to tell you about a test you can do to see if your fundamental freestyle stroke skills are sufficiently developed or not. Okay, so how would you know if you've worked long and hard enough and established those skills so they're strong enough to do what we expect them to do? Are you ready? Here's the test. If you can get to an easy breath, then that is a pretty good sign that your fundamental skills are in place. Okay? So, breathing in freestyle, easy breathing depends on those fundamental skills being in place. If there is a significant gap or a disproportional underdevelopment in one of those areas, then you could very likely experience a difficulty in getting to air easily when you try to breathe. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that your fundamental skills alone may not solve your breathlessness problems, meaning after you've swimming a length, taking breath after breath, and you feel breathless at the end of the length or a lap or whatever. That could also mean that your fundamentals are not developed. But I want to zero in on just that one specific thing. Is a single breath difficult to take? So if you experience that difficulty on all of your breaths, or most of them, even when you feel adequately respirated, right when you start off pushing off the wall and you're fully supplied with air, and you immediately feel troubled in your breath, that's a pretty good sign. Or that's an indicator or an urge for us to look at those fundamental skills first. So if I'm going to walk down a diagnostic, somebody comes to me with a complaint about breathing, and they're saying, I'm feeling breathless and it feels difficult, or it feels difficult on one side, then I'm going to first look at their fundamental stroke skills to see if I can identify a gap or a misdevelopment there. Because often, if we can fix something there, that will either reduce a problem they've had with breathing significantly, or it could eliminate it altogether, or it will just make it easier for us to work on the breathing problem when we get to it. So that's the basic test, is just simply, can you take a simple, one single breath easily? Just one, in the middle of a few strokes. If you can't do that, then that's a pretty good idea that something in the skills that you've learned previous to actually learning about breathing is insufficient. We have to work on that, okay? So it also may be in the case that you feel fine on one side, but the other side feels uncomfortable, unstable, inadequate. So that's also a great possibility that you have asymmetry in your stroke, so that, you know, when you go to skate position and then you turn to breathe on your strong side, the essential pieces are there, but when you turn towards your weak side with the other skate, that something in your body interrupts that pattern. It may be that on your non-breathing strokes, your fundamentals are doing what they should. They're in place and they're doing their thing, but when the brain is anticipating that turn towards the breath and it's historically associated trying to breathe with something stressful, then the brain might possibly, without your permission, without your knowledge, may shift some of your body parts in a way that feels more protective, but it's mistaken. I mean, those are bad. It's good that your brain is trying to protect you, but it was the wrong instinct on how to fix that problem. So your brain is kind of hijacking your body parts and making them do things that you're not fully aware of. So you need to go through a process of doing some short repeats and taking one focal point at a time, like your head position or your arm position or whatever, or your spine, your timing of your turn, and you need to examine that focal point on your strong side, say, all right, it's there, and then you go try it on your weak side breathing and see, does it do the exact same thing or is there a difference? And if you notice that your strong side looks fine, but when you try it on the weak side, that focal point is not following your intention, then you have an idea. Hey, there's a clue right there. That could be one of your problems. So then that gives you an idea of what to work on and make it stronger on your weak side breathing. Okay? So that's basically the test. If you'd like to know if your fundamental skills are in place for every stroke, including your non-breathing and breathing strokes on your strong breathing side and on your weak breathing side, then just see, do you feel problems simply getting to air easily? All right? And if you do have a problem, your first suspect is your fundamental stroke skills. If you make those wonderful and perfect and you can't find any errors in that, then we have reason to go look into the other factors that are involved with breathing. And I've written much more about those in a blog, and hopefully I will have a book on freestyle breathing, a very comprehensive guide to freestyle breathing, finished sometime this spring and early summer. That's my goal. I'm working on it right now. All right, so I hope that helps you, and we'll talk to you later.